Thousands rally in Croatia demanding urgent cleanup of tons of toxic waste from town. By Breitbart London on September 5, 2026. Zagreb, Croatia, AP, tens of thousands of people rallied on Saturday in Croatia. Furious that authorities for months haven't cleared a huge amount of illegally dumped hazardous waste that has triggered fears of major environmental damage in the European Union country. The illegal waste scandal in the central town of Gospić has fueled criticism of Conservative Prime Minister Andrej Plenković and his government, which has faced mounting public anger in recent weeks. The issue first surfaced last February when Croatian police and Europol, the EU's law enforcement agency, arrested 13 people suspected of illegally importing and disposing of hazardous waste. Europol said at the time that the suspects made at least 4 million euros, $4.2 million, in illegal profit. More than a year later, Gospić residents fear that about 37,000 metric tons, 40,000 U.S. tons, of waste that is still at an abandoned industrial site, mostly buried underground, was endangering their health. It includes remains of electronic equipment, plastics, construction materials and medical waste. An expert report published last month by Croatian anti-corruption agency USKOK says that the soil at the site contained elevated metal concentration and that PFAS compounds, known as the forever chemicals, have also been detected in groundwater. Saturday's protest requested that authorities present a clear plan to urgently and completely remediate the polluted sites according to clearly defined deadlines. Protesters are also demanding an immediate ban on waste imports. Vjekoslav Buzik, from the Gospić is Our Home initiative behind the protest, said that residents had been reporting what they believed was suspected illegal activity since 2023. The result to date, not a single kilogram, pound, of hazardous waste has been removed from Gospić, Buzik said. Protester Ivan Rittinger said that authorities are talking about this as if it were a tragedy, as if it just happened out of nowhere. Rittinger said that someone made money out of it and someone was paid to look the other way. It was planned, he said. This is not a tragedy. This is a crime. USKOK said that it was investigating a Croatian company for allegedly burying illegal toxic waste at several sites across Croatia, with the largest amount found in Gospić. The government has said that the investigation is underway, as well as efforts to clear the area. Authorities also have said that multiple water and soil tests in Gospić came out negative for contamination. The site will be temporarily covered to protect it from rainwater. One company has been chosen to clear some of the waste while a long-term plan is drafted. Plenković has accused his political opponents of fueling panic for political gains. Experts agree that the damage is at a local level. But they warn that the region's karst terrain, loose soil and rivers could carry pollution from the site toward the Adriatic Sea. The town of Gospić, which has around 12,000 residents, is located in a region close to a nature park and known for forests, lakes and rivers. The initial Europol report said that much of the waste that ended up in Gospić was imported from other EU nations, Italy, Slovenia, and Germany. The protesters at the main square in Croatia's capital, Zagreb, shouted Croatia, Croatia as they carried national flags and banners reading "When if not now or the lungs of Croatia have trouble breathing." Jael Kasikic from Gospić thanked the crowd for coming out publicly. "Because it takes courage nowadays," Sikic said, "we have been handed over to eco-mafia." Zagreb resident Suzanne Maria Flander said that it's a basic human right to have clean soil, clean water and clean air. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.